2015 is a budget year, and that potentially means battles over priorities. And Governor John Kasich knows it.
I don't care if I have to break some china, okay? But that's not the best way to do things. The best way to do things is to get cooperation out of the people you work with.
Some might wonder why Kasich would even worry about conflict with the legislature. His fellow Republicans dominate Democrats in the Senate 2-1, and Republicans will have a record 65-member majority in the House. But while Republican state lawmakers have agreed with Kasich on income and small business tax cuts, they've struggled over how to fund them, including Kasich's proposed hikes in taxes on cigarettes and oil and natural gas drillers. Kasich has promised to bring those up again.
We got to say that some taxes are, you know, what I'll give you a perfect example. Why should taxes on tobacco not be higher to pay for a reduction in the income tax?
I have not yet begun to fight, but we can't let these companies take our valuable stuff out of the state and not pay for it.
Senate President Keith Faber shared a stage with Kasich at an Ohio Chamber of Commerce event before the holidays and suggested to the business leaders there that the tax hike proposals will be back and might get further this time.
Give us your ideas because we're going to go. It's better if we go with your help and advice and guidance than if we go down that route and not know where the unintended consequences are.
And it's unclear what might happen with Kasich's other major initiative, Medicaid expansion. There was a wide and deep split among Republicans on that issue, so much so that it was not brought to the legislature for a vote. After some last-minute moves by leadership to remove opponents of Medicaid expansion, Kasich took it to the six lawmakers on the controlling board. One of those controlling board members who was opposed was Representative Cliff Rosenberger of Southwest Ohio. He is now the House Speaker-elect. After he was chosen in November, Rosenberger didn't directly address Medicaid expansion, but stayed vague.
Our caucus is going to be strong. It's going to be one, and we're going to continue to do the right things to put Ohio in the right direction, make sure the quality of life is strong, and make sure that our number one task as we go forward is to make sure that we continue to keep our citizens employed and moving forward. And we're going to do it together.
This is one area where Democrats feel they can have an impact. The afternoon Fred Strayhorn of Dayton was elected House Minority Leader, he reminded reporters that Democrats have been supportive of Kasich on Medicaid expansion.
I don't want to speak for Speaker-elect Rosenberger. It's up to him. That's an opportunity. And it's something that we stand, I believe, ready to work with him to make happen.
Senate President Faber had a little more detail in remarks he made at a conference 2 days after the election.
Medicaid expansion, my guess, probably will not be something that remains part of the budget. It probably will be something that we'll have debate and discussion outside the budget, but it may not remain part of the budget, although I'm open to that discussion.
But Kasich was firm in his resolve on Medicaid expansion at an infant mortality event with public health and safety net advocates on December 4th.
I'm serious, folks. If that thing is at risk, we're going to be marching. You got it? We're going to march, and you're going to show up because we got to get this done.
Kasich has also said he wants changes in regulations on charter schools. Faber has said he wants to include public schools in the debate over quality education. And Rosenberger has been virtually silent since his election as incoming speaker. What's also fuzzy for the future are Kasich's plans to run for president, and if they exist, what impact they might have on his budget and on legislation that may come out of an increasingly conservative legislature. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.